بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في خميسة لها علامة فلما فرغ قال ائتوني بأبا جهم وأتوني بجانية فإنها ألهتني آنفا عن صلاتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the past ahadith we have discussed the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it should be carried out regularly. The more the better, but however much a person does, he should do it regularly. And with that, a person should try his utmost to carry it out with concentration. Now, there are two things to understand here. The first thing to understand is that we are not saying that the dhikr of Allah is useless if it is carried out without concentration. No, it is still useful. But if the dhikr of Allah is carried out with concentration, it is much more useful and much more beneficial for one's heart, for one's spiritual progress. A person, he reads one juz with concentration. On the other hand, a person reads one juz without concentration. That one juz with concentration, it may well be have the effect of 2-3 juz without concentration, if not more. That is the first thing to understand. The second thing to understand is that although concentration is not always fully within our control, sometimes we get distracted. But what is within our control is to carry out every amal, every form of the dhikr of Allah in a manner that within our control there are as few distractions as possible. And this is what this hadith is discussing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was performing salah, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu, and he was performing salah in a garment that had some kind of pattern. Laha alam, it had some kind of pattern. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished, he said, take this garment, give it to Abu Jahm, and bring another plain garment from him. Why? Because this distracted me for a moment in my salah. Now Abu Jahm radiallahu anhu, a sahabi, had given this garment as a gift to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a garment with some pattern. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore it. But for a moment it distracted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his salah. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He was no longer going to use it. But to make sure that Abu Jahm wouldn't feel hurt, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take this to Abu Jahm and tell him that take this back and instead give me a plain garment. So the Abu Jahm, of course, he is happy as well that no, it's not the case. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected my gift. But at the same time, he made it clear that I don't want to wear something in my salah that will distract me for a moment. So what does this tell us? This tells us that in any amal, when we do it, try to do it in such a manner that a person can concentrate to the best of his ability. You are reading the Quran. So one is that you are reading the Quran in a place where there are many distractions. Your phone is at the side at the same time. At the same time in the middle, every so often you are talking to someone next to your friend of yours. And like I say, in our masjid, there's also some people that do tilawat and nigrani of the masjid at the same time. Whoever comes in and out. So, instead of that, choose a place. Sit in a place away from people who you think are going to distract me. With this, so that I can focus to the best of my ability on the tilawah of the Quran. I can focus on things that, you know, I am reciting the kalam of Allah, may Allah is listening to me. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life as well, and from the life of all the pious elders, we gain this, we realize they had this habit of doing some form of the dhikr of Allah in seclusion as well. In seclusion, where there is no distractions. And in our time, you would have to gain seclusion from the mobile phone as well. Why? Because then a person gains the ability to a certain degree to concentrate. When he gains the ability to concentrate, then the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala becomes so much more effective. So let us carry out the dhikr of Allah with the regularity. And with that, let us do it in such a manner that it gives us the best ability to possibility to concentrate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anhu farmati hai ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ek martaba namaz padhi aise kapre mein jis par koi nishan tha. جب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فارغ ہو گئے تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ اس کپڑے کو لے کر ابو جہم کو دے دو رضی اللہ عنہ, اور ان سے دوسرا کپڑا لے آؤ, اس لیے کہ اس کپڑے پر جو نشان ہے اس نے نماز میں میری توجہ اور میرے دھیان کو ہٹا دیا. اب گزشتہ چند احادیث سے ہم ذکر اللہ کی اہمیت سمجھ گئے. اس حدیث میں یہ بیان ہو رہا ہے کہ ذکر اللہ کو اس طرح کرنا چاہیے کہ ہم کسی نہ کسی طرح دھیان رکھ سکے, اس لیے کہ دھیان کے ساتھ ذکر اللہ میں جو فائدہ ہوگا, جو تاثیر ہوگی, وہ دھیان کے بغیر ذکر اللہ میں نہیں ہوگا. ذکر اللہ دھیان کے بغیر بھی مفید ہے, اس میں تو شک نہیں, لیکن دھیان کے ساتھ جو ذکر اللہ ہے اس کا اثر, اس کا فائدہ دگنا چگنا ہوگا. تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ایک کپڑا ہدیے میں ملا, اس پر کوئی نہ کوئی نشان تھا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نماز پڑھ رہے تھے, نماز سے فارغ ہوئے تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ اس کپڑے کی وجہ سے ایک لمحے کے لیے میری توجہ ہٹ گئی, لہذا اس کپڑے کو لے جاؤ اس شخص کے پاس ابو جہم رضی اللہ عنہ جس نے مجھے ہدیے میں دیا تھا, اور ان سے کہو کہ یہ واپس لے لو, اور مجھے ایک ایسا کپڑا دو جس پر کسی قسم کا نشان پاٹن نہیں ہے. تو اس سے ہمیں بھی یہ سمجھ میں آ رہا ہے کہ جب بھی ہم کوئی عمل کرے, ذکر اللہ, تلاوت کلام پاک, تسبیحات, جو بھی ہو, نماز, تو اس طرح کرنے کی کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ ڈسٹریکشنز, ایسی چیزیں جس سے ہماری توجہ ہٹ جائے, وہ کم از کم ہو, ایسی جگہ پر ہم بیٹھے. اگر ایسی جگہ پر بیٹھ سکے کہ جہاں خلوت ہو, دوسرے لوگ نہ ہو, تو نور نہ لانو, موبائل فون کو بھی ایک طرف کر دے, تاکہ تھوڑی دیر کے لیے جتنا ہو سکے ہم دھیان کے ساتھ اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر کر سکے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. آمین. وآخر دعوانا الحمد